after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. With your boy, Steady J, and your girl.
Nay Seduction, what's up, y'all?
What's up? What's going on with you, Nay?
Nothing much, just chilling. How about you? Hello?
I'm whatever.
We can't have nothing.
It all depends.
Well, if we can't be lovers, then we can't be friends.
Well, then I guess it's nothing.
Well, hey, I think you're bluffing.
Well, I'ma call my man.
Well, I can get a ragamuffin. You better catch a flashback. Remember, I'm not crabbing it. You know my style, but I'm not having it.
All I remember, then, excuse me, miss, you can't get a girl like me with a line like this.
Well, look, I treat you good.
My man treats me better.
I talk sweet on the phone.
My man writes love letters.
I'll tell you that I want you and tell you that I care.
My man says the same, except he's sincere.
Well, I'm clean cutting down. Kick in like a turbo booster. You won't love and you don't have to ask when. Your man's a headache, I'll be your aspirin. All confusion, you know, I'll solve them.
I got a man.
You got a what? How long you had that problem? What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that.
I got a man.
Hey, yo, baby, shut up and down, no preservatives
out of
here. I told you I treat you right.
I got a man.
Now, I ain't no future front.
I'm not.
I'm not trying to hit that scene.
I got a man.
But your man ain't me.
I got a man.
You got a what?
I got a man.
You got a what? I'm not trying to hit that.
Bye.
All right, there we go, y'all. We had some technical difficulties, but we're back, so thank God. But as I was telling y'all early on, we'll bring you extended versions of the segment of our usual Wednesday segments. So starting today for the extended version of segments, Nay Seduction 101 is going to be longer, and then Crickets of the Week is going to be longer. So that's how we're doing it. You know, when things change on the fly, you got to be ready. That's how you do it in this business. All right, so Nay, that being said, I want you to go ahead and tell us what you got for Seduction 101 today.
Well, Seduction 101 is pretty, a little explicit. Earlier, I made a status and said, if you're not fucking me, stay in your own lane.
Oh, Lord. What in the world got this started?
For real. Like, if you're not fucking me, stay in your own lane. If you're not fucking me, you can't be mad if I don't answer your phone calls. Or if I'm not texting you back, like, you ain't got that place. And even if we was fucking, you still not my nigga.
But it might be that good. Nate, what if it's that good, though? You know, you can't blame the nigga.
What?
I said, what if it's that good? Can you blame them?
Blame them? No, not
blame them. Can you blame
them?
No, I mean, can you blame them?
Can I blame them?
Yeah.
Just niggas is just crazy, period. Like,
but if it's good, they're going to go real crazy.
You already know. If it's good,
way how females act. We can't be giving y'all no good pipe and then oh, no, y'all going to go nuts. And y'all going to be cussing us out and all kind of shit.
Look, my thing is, look, if you don't want me crazy about me, like I said yesterday on a Facebook status, you don't want me crazy about you, don't fuck me good. Like, bitch, you made me this way. What the fuck?
It worked the same way for the dudes. You can't blame them. You putting it down, and it's amazing. They going to go crazy.
And niggas will fuck you good, then be like, you tweaking because you be tripping. Nah, stop fucking with me. Stop fucking me good, and I won't be tweaking.
Oh, Lord.
For real. Niggas be having good head and good dick, then be mad when a bitch get crazy. Well, you nasty, and I love you, so.
I saw a meme about this earlier. It said, if you fucking a chick and you go real deep and you hear her do a hard gas and say, oh shit, you just got married. So don't be acting funny when she start really sweating you, because you didn't hit that spot that make her say, oh shit, and gas.
Oh, my then, life, nigga, yeah. Be having some good ass hair, then be mad.
Leave me on the hook. I saw you said something about that. You were saying, I saw you saying, can you get some loyal, can you stop getting some community dick and get some loyal dick? I saw something about that.
Man, dude. About that, these niggas, like, you can't find no loyal dick, because all these niggas got community dick. Like, and people were sharing my status because they know that's true.
Some of these women out here, I be asking myself, you know, they be already having this, you ain't do nothing. This is wrong. How they already got new niggas? They got, like, a boyfriend already. I mean, y'all just got a relationship. How you ever got another boyfriend? The hell?
Right.
That means it wasn't yours to begin with.
then don't be thinking you can pop up over my house just because we fucking. Nah, don't do that.
Whoa, yeah, I don't do that shit either.
These niggas, they get some good pussy. They want to act a fool.
Just pop up at your house. Yeah, yeah, I don't do that. Them pop up, random pop ups. I don't do that from family. I ain't from doing from. I'm doing from friends, family. Not from doing from you either. Like, get the hell out of here.
Well, then
set up an appointment.
Niggas be. It's hard for niggas to find some loyal pussy too, cause these bitches be for everybody, just like these niggas be for everybody.
How we gonna make it better, man? What's the solution to make it better?
I guess niggas don't believe in condoms no more either.
You know what? I try to say to myself, man, I'm gonna be the condom spokesperson now. Cause especially I ain't been I'm about to really put my business out there, but I ain't been doing that, no kind of activities in a while. I don't trust nobody. They gonna think I'm gonna come in here dressed in a goddamn rubber latex suit. I don't trust none of this shit out here.
Then another thing is, which I'm making this a Facebook status. Like, these niggas, I guess niggas got a new trick to, you know, when a girl say they don't want to, you know, have sex with a dude because it's too early or she don't know him like that or, you know, she don't want to be on that level with him. Niggas' new trick to get the pussy is giving a girl head to give in.
Does it work?
I ain't gonna lie, it works one time.
The question is, does it work? That's the question.
I guess that's niggas' new damn trick.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I want to say, yeah, if it worked, then that's why they're using it. You know what? I accidentally did that one time.
I
was literally just trying to get this chick some head. It was way too good, and she was like insisting that, I don't know, nigga, you fucking me or else. I was like, okay.
These niggas got new tricks up their sleeve. That shit funny
right.
As hell, though. Niggas really be sneaky as hell.
You know what phrase I hate? When people say, damn, girl, you're so fine, I'm going to have a baby by you. Like, that's a pickup line?
Oh, wow. Yeah, niggas do be on that bullshit.
Like, hell no.
That's why niggas probably got so many kids now. Saying
right.
That shit for every female.
Yeah, you raw dogging the hell out of Matt. You found out you got super sperm, you need to start figuring it out, my friend. And you find you got super sperm, you need to be on your P's and Q's. Like, I'm sorry. If you came to four rounds, you came to four and six. That's that easy.
Then you ain't got no business fucking nobody who can't help you when you in need.
Exactly. Coming,
no business
me.
At all. Why you fucking him if he can't help you?
Right. Chicks do be out here. These some of these chicks be out here cracking me up. So I don't get this. Y'all be fucking and claiming these niggas after like a week or two talking to them, and you need to get some get like $5 in gas money. To have some other nigga go take your chick to the damn store to go get groceries for y'all, and you like, and you tripping about it? Wow, y'all females out here, you gotta have more respect for yourselves, and y'all dudes that's doing that, I'd be a fucking shame of y'all. So.
All my life.
This is a true story. I dealt with this shit before. I told a chick that before. She told me, you know, and we had just recently started being cool with each other again. So I thought she was being funny. And I told her, straight up, I said, hey, I don't be like, I got, don't be making me y'all nigga assistant. But by nigga assistant, I mean, sitting there for asking to help you out, get you a ride somewhere or whatever, and you got a whole nigga at the house. And can he at least contribute on the gas? Can he at least contribute on the gas money? That's all I'm asking. Damn. All right, what you got on the plate for seduction 101?
Look. I want to speak on this. Lala, what's that nigga name? Carlo Anthony.
Carmelo Anthony. Mm-hmm.
He cheated first. No, she cheated first. Lala cheated first. I mean, she cheated. You ain't hear about that?
Yeah,
when she cheated on
breaking news. Come on, break it. See, this is why this shit segment. Sometimes I learn new shit from you. Please tell me.
Lala had cheated on Carlo Anthony. I believe it came out last year that she cheated on him.
Oh.
And because he forgave her, he feel like, you know, she should be able to forgive him.
No, I got something for that. Here we go.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Which is, you know, that's crazy that she did cheat on him. But the difference is Lala didn't get pregnant on him. He got a girl pregnant. You know, that's a whole, you know, that's a big, big, big difference. You know, cheating is one thing, but when you, you know, have a baby outside your marriage, that's damaging. It's breaking up.
Oh, that's why.
It's breaking up.
A little bit. Oh no! I just switched to the back. The back line should have definitely brought me in. Okay, that's weird. Should we try? Now, can you hear me now?
But she cheated on him with Mello. Somebody named Mello. She cheated on Carlo Anthony with.
No, I would. This is my question for you. I was asking. How do we not know by chance that this is me, you know, not saying it's true, but this is me thinking this. How do we know that she did not, you know, get an abortion or anything like that?
Like, he moved the girl into a condo. And the girl lived in Chicago,
crazy.
Too. The girl lived in Chicago.
So what, you said he moved her into a condo?
Yeah, the girl.
Oh my god. What kind of frabble-knuckle BS are we indulging? I mean, seriously. I just don't know what to say.
And you know, two wrongs don't make a right. You know, she did cheat and he did forgive her. But my thing is, when you have a baby on a woman, that's that hit another, you know, another lane, you know, a whole another straw, you know, that hit another vessel. Because it's like you created something with this woman, you know. Like y'all actually, you know, you created a baby with that woman.
Right. I mean, real talk, man. It just, I hate the whole entire, like you said, two wrongs don't make it right. I agree with you, man. It's,
So he should never cheat it, you know. You can tell she hurt. You can tell she been crying. But now you see how he felt when you cheated on him. But,
right.
You know.
It just now this instance brings a whole nother life into
really
tension.
Hurting each other.
Right.
And that ain't healthy. You know, y'all got that son. Y'all got a son together and all. What are y'all teaching him? What values? You know, because he's going to see all this on the internet.
So I got questions.
These celebrities
I got questions.
Don't understand how they affected children.
So I got a question for you, Nate.
What?
Going further than that. So, because I always hear this all the time. People always say, oh, these Jews, they can have a pretty woman at the house and she still get cheated on. Do they ever think maybe it's the type of niggas they dating? They ever think about that?
It could be the dude that you are dating.
End of the day, I mean, we got to stop. I think this, too. We got to stop going after her. Because some people are like, yeah, just because you're pretty, you think that, you know, just doesn't mean that you got to go up to this person you quote-unquote think is a dime or whatever. Because sometimes that's someone that look good, not good for you.
Right.
As the famous group Outkast said, roses really smell like boo-boo-boo. So, yeah, y'all need to be... Y'all need to be careful of these roses y'all here messing with, because some smell like boo-boo.
Then, you know, you got to watch what you do around your kids.
Yep.
You know, you got to understand your kids can and will be affected by what you do.
Exactly. I don't think they hear me.
I seen this video on Facebook where this girl was at the club and she had on this little see-through dress thing, and she might as well have been one of the strippers the way she was dancing in the club and taking off her clothes. Like, you doing all that for free. Like, you know, Eric, I'm about to tag you in it so you can see what I'm talking about.
On question, was she at a strip club or was she at like
no,
one of, like a regular club?
No, this was at a club. This was at a regular club. I just
well, people at least throw on one.
Watch it. Like, this
well,
is
people
why
at least tipping
men,
her. That's my question. Were they at least tipping her?
Nope.
I can see they were at least tipping her. Okay, I can rock with you, but I can't rock with you out here just doing that shit, and you just doing it for free? The hell?
And this is why bitches don't got no men, you know? This is exactly why bitches don't got no men, because, you know, you don't have no class, and this is why a lot of men don't take women serious. You know, women like that make it hard for real women like me. Like, look, You should really be a damn ashamed of yourself, because that is absolutely ridiculous. Why would you want to go out to the house looking like that? And why would you put yourself out there like that, and you out there like that at the damn club? Like, lifting your dress up and all that, taking, you know, you pretty much in your bra and panties in the club. And you're not getting paid. to be dressed like that at the damn club. You're pretty much in your bra and panties, literally. You just got a little cover, you know, like one of them see-through covers, and then she got a black see-through cover on, and the black bra and the black panties. You pretty much in your bra and panties.
Okay, I'm about to look at it. I see you just tagged me. Let's see what the heck you talking about. It sounds like it's that ratchet. Because, I mean, it's also about... It's also about the nature of the of what you're talking about, too. Like, okay, so, for instance, if you're at a... Let's say you're at, like, a party that's, like, a lingerie party, or you're at... Or you're, like, in a bikini or something like that, and it's, like, a foam party or a swimwear party. We can rock with you on that. It's all about right time, right place. But you just she just voluntarily came out like this.
Yeah, look at him. Look at him. A hot mess. Hot ass mess. Like, this is why men don't respect women. For that exact reason, right there.
You know what I always know is people who do this mostly? It always be people who just got their shit done. She just got her fucking shit done, and she wanted to go show out. Let me get a shot, because if you did a survey right now and go watch how many people usually who does this, it's always people who the women got their body done, and they feel like that's all they got to offer.
Did you see it?
I'm watching it right now. That's what I'm talking about. That's why she doing all that. Hold on, wait. So I'm seeing there's like three videos you gotta watch back to back in the series. Okay, I saw the first one was if it was a lingerie party. Okay, I can rock with that. All right,
no, that wasn't
a
goddamn lingerie party. That was the club.
I can tell. I can tell by what was the setting. Man, this fucking shit going so damn slow. I swear. Okay, I'm going to look for my phone. That shit's bugging the hell out of me. I'm like, come on. I'm trying to see what the hell. Because you got to watch like three different videos. Okay. You see this other one is. Yeah, Nate, this is what happens when people just get their shit done.
A hot ass
mess. Shout out to my boy ME. his song is playing there. Shout out to my boy ME. It's playing Dale. Hey, Nate, in her defense, when Dale the Stripper comes on, that happens a lot. Shout out to my boy ME here in the DF Dub who made that song. Shout out to that. That's what happens, Nate. When people hear Dale the Stripper, it makes them do things that are unorthodox. Oh, Lord. Nate, what did you just subject me to?
Man, that shit was wild, wasn't it?
But she like she just got her shit done. I don't know, man. Like, she just, like, she's like, that's usually the chicks that just went and got some ass shots
and they ain't got their titties in, they the one, they always go in the club and go do the most. Right, and they, but they can't do, but then when it's time for bedroom time, they skills are whack. What's up with that, man?
That's why I said this is why men don't respect women. Like, this is why men bash women. Because obviously she don't have no class.
And they were throwing one, like you said, they were throwing ones, we excuse it. Or the nature of the event, we excuse it. But it's.
That was, I could see if it was a lingerie party, like you said, but there wasn't a goddamn lingerie party. Like, you were
a lingerie
as well.
Party. It wasn't. If they were at least throwing one.
You might as well have been on the damn pole, bitch. They should have just gave you a damn pole.
Nah, because you know why she didn't deserve a pole? Because, I mean, you're not trying to make no fucking money. Boy, these girls out here, man. Well, Nate, that's almost cricket worthy. That's just almost cricket. That is cricket. We got, where the hell
ain't nobody got time for that.
She really a hot ass mess doing that shit in the goddamn club like that. Like, bitch, where your men?
You know what's sad? Sometimes they do be having the men. He probably at the house right now giving somebody pipe. Oh, Lord. Anyways, okay, Nate, that was a very good Seduction 101. That was a hell of a way to end Seduction 101. You started off good. And you ended off just as crazy, so shout out to that.
Yeah, these bitches, take notes. Let me give you some advice. Don't do what she did in the damn club if you want a man.
Where are the ones? I can't. She did all that, and she must have been like rolling off something too. So I'll be telling y'all doing too. These people be doing too many drugs, man.
My friend's just right there, like it's all cool. I would have told my friend, like, bitch, you doing too much. Bitch, don't be doing that with me. If you want to be a hoe, be a hoe by yourself.
You know, on that note, we're going to go to another music break. And we come back, guess what? We're going to have my crazy segment, which is Crickets of the Week. I got two nominees, or I got two recipients for Crickets of the Week. So y'all stay tuned. I'll be back after this. Oh boy, the Prince. And Smoke Dean with Maine right here. We'll be back.
Let's take it back one time. Back. How we used to do back in the day. Remember back then? Let's start it off like this. Oh boy!
Maine!
Congratulations.
That was Maine by Old Boy Prince and Smoke Dean right here on Life of the Dust Live. Okay, so, y'all, this is the other famous Wednesday segment. This is the extended version of it. We bring you my crazy weekly segment we do every Wednesday called Cricket of the Week.
Let's see who's getting these crickets.
So I lied. I said I had two. I got three. All right. So I put everything into a magic ball, spun it around, and said, okay, which order am I going to go? I decided I'm going to go this order. So our first recipient for our Cricket of the Week is Bill O'Racist. Riley. Now, for some of you who don't know who the hell Bill O'Reilly is, he has been a long time. He's been a long time front running host on the racist conglomerate known as Fox News Channel. And so, yeah, on Fox News Channel, you've had crazy people such as Glenn Beck, who've been hosts on there. Sean Handy has his moments where he makes you want to reach the bring the slap him. But this guy here is the grand poobah of nonsense over at Fox News Channel. So let me tell you about Bill O'Reilly while he's getting his crickets. So, Bill O'Reilly, let me tell you what this fool did, man. This guy, if you know anything about his show, the O'Reilly Factor, he likes to run his mouth, and he likes to, he tries to skate under the rug, and he's not doing it, but he loves to antagonize black people. He loves doing that crap. He always wants to talk down on rappers. Even if they're being positive, he always wants to talk down on rappers. He always wants if somebody gets killed by police brutality, the first person to be quick to blame the victim. He always has to be on the side of how can I piss black people off as fast as I can. And stuff that he's accusatory of rappers doing and black people doing, you know. This motherfucker here doing dirt his damn self. So one of the reasons why Fox News Channel, because it's been so many things leading up to what he's done. This is just finally he said, oh well, get his behind out of here. The big final straw that made them get rid of his ass was because of sexual harassment claims. And I mean, yeah, he was just an epitome of how can I piss off black people, and he wants all his pissing around. But this little dirty demon over there doing dirt, and he wants y'all to try to point the finger and figure out how can he blame the black community. Why don't you guys start doing this better? Why don't you know, he always wants to wag his finger. But you know what happens, sir, when you point your finger at people? What do they say what happens when you point your finger at people, Nate? What are you doing?
Huh?
What do they always say when you point your finger at people? What do they say? What do they say you're doing? What's always a consequence when you're pointing your finger at people?
Come back around.
That thumb is pointing right back at your ass.
Come back around.
Exactly. That thumb pointing at you. So, I mean, your ass up to something, too. And I'm just so sick. I mean, this isn't going to stop me for being a horrible person. I'm just so sick of him. And, you know, it's just so sad people have to be in this whole, like, Bette Midler on Twitter, ding dong, the witch is dead. Like, a lot of sentiments on that. People are so glad that he's kicked off of cable news because he's really trying so hard to figure out how he can be disrespectful. It's just annoying, and usually the recipients of it are women and people of color. He loves to go after people of color, and he loves to go after women. Those are his two things he likes to do. And he's been doing this for years upon years upon years. It is finally catching up to his ass because now he's doing some damn dirt, and now we get to point at him because, you know, like you said, Nate, it all comes back around. Well, guess what? You getting these crickets too, boy. Bill O'Reilly, we done with him. All right, next dude, we putting up on the pedal. We putting on the chopping block. That's receiving these crickets. Steve Stevens. Give him these crickets. There we go. Steve Stevens, you know, this has been the talk of the town for the past few days. Steve Stevens is a man who is synonymously known for deciding that he was going to kill. He decided to kill an innocent old man because he was, quote-unquote, fed up, and he was telling the person that he was dating that he was, you know, or I think it was his ex, one or two. It confused me. It goes back and forth which fucking situation it is. But either way, he was... you know, he told her on live that this is happening because of you. And decided to kill this innocent old man. So this ended up turning to a nationwide manhunt because this man flees the scene and he's all over the place. Like, he really wasn't that far away because he was only maybe a state or two away. But people was driving nuts because y'all was sitting here with this whole thing of, man, he over here in Chicago. Man, he over here. First of all, y'all getting a 0.5 cricket. Like, shut the hell up. Like, I don't know why that became a joke, but that was the lamest shit ever of, like, joking around about where this nigga is at. Like, y'all sound silly as hell. What'd you say, Dane?
Oh, Nate. But I just don't know how.
Yeah. So, yeah, Steve Stevens. He finished up his little marathon of pissing people off for the week by deciding, you know, he got the police, the state troopers caught over his ass thanks to a tip of a woman over in McDonald's. He decided that he ended up getting they ended up getting put him in a pit maneuver. Which is basically when the cop car hits your car to make it spin and go the other direction. And during the midst of the pit maneuver, he decided to kill himself. Here goes my question, Nate. I don't want to advocate people getting killed or anything, but why the hell he didn't take his own life to begin with?
Why what?
Why he didn't take his own life to begin with? He decided to involve innocent people. Innocent people.
You talking about that killer in Ohio?
Yeah, Steve Stevens.
Yeah, you right. I mean, I wonder why too. But he was probably hurt that his, you know, his girlfriend left him, which that ain't no excuse to go around killing people. You could have, you know, talked to somebody about how you was feeling instead of going around just randomly killing people because your woman left you. Then to me, she dumb as hell for the simple fact she talking about he a good man and all this and that. Bitch, how he a good man and he went around killing people?
And you left him.
Man, why did you leave him?
Right, come on. Speak to us now.
Like, that was crazy to me. Like, obviously he wasn't that good of a man if you left him.
Right, but you know what? I'm beside everybody else. Oh, let me go ahead and say this too. Like, this one dude said in the status, I wish he made it public because I wanted to share it so all y'all could see. He said, oh my God, he said, please I do not need y'all females running around here saying y'all got that Joy Lane pussy.
What's that? Because I ain't even up to date.
He said, because Joy Lane is the name of the woman that, it was the name of the dude, name of the woman. That was the name, that was her name. They said, don't be running around here saying you got Joy Lane pussy. He said, y'all, he said y'all can't even make a roach want to kill anything. So shut the hell up.
That's funny.
Yeah, so I'm going to need y'all, please don't do that. And I also, you know what else I'm going to need? Because you know what's coming. Oh, my God, please don't use this in your next rap song. I'm just not ready for it. I don't need a corny ass, because I know how people like to do BM opportune. Don't make no corny ass rap about, in your lyrics, Joy Lane and Steve. We don't need no Joy Lane, Steve Stevens shit. Please leave it at your rhyme. We get it. Thank you. Anyway, Steve Stevens is the one getting his Crickets Award, so I'll give it to him. Finally, my last cricket. May is going to people who can't follow directions.
Oh.
Now, let me tell you something. I'm signing the crickets back out for that because, that's how we get these people who can't follow directions. Y'all getting these crickets? Why are y'all getting these crickets? Because I'm so sick and tired of people. People don't fucking read. What is wrong with people? They have read shit.
I don't know. They retarded.
And it'd be different if I was giving them a whole fucking book to read. It's simple as hell. So I'm going to give you an example of folks not reading shit. So earlier, you saw how I put that whole WCW post shout-out thing, right? And I was doing that earlier. And it said, I broke stuff down on the actual graphic I created. But I didn't want the graphic to be extra covered. I didn't want it extra covered. So I put some of the stuff in the post itself. Well, we got people who don't know, who won't read everything. So we got people that's commenting, me, all in the chat. All in the comments. And then they take forever to read. I said, hey, how about you go read the other half? I said, to send me a pic, a DM me a pic that you want to use for me to promote. This is why I hate when you do WCW, if you're going to pick the pic, then some girls get mad. Why do you pick that picture? So instead of doing that, I let them pick the picture so I ain't got to be at no drama. We got people that I don't understand. Read the entire thing. Like, what if I said, hey, who want to make some money? And then I said in the rest of the post, but you got to give me that pussy. You talking about me because you only read half the shit. Well, I said you got to give me some pussy, too. Did you not read the other thing? Y'all got to come on with that, man. It just worries me because if you don't do that, that means you don't read. The contracts you getting, y'all just be signing shit. And wonder why y'all getting ripped out by these managers out here.
Signing shit like Death Row.
That's a good analogy. Really good, Nate. That was a good analogy. Signing shit like Death Row. Okay, that was a good analogy. Yeah, I'm going to need y'all, please read and follow directions. And when we say another thing about following directions, it's not opposite day. When they say, don't get my inbox, they don't mean get her inbox. Like, folks will literally see you say, don't get my inbox, and they think that's
a... Otherwise,
yeah.
Like, if you see my inbox, you'll be like, oh, my God, Nate, like, like, these niggas is crazy.
I think it's this, too. I think what they don't get, I don't know if they get this. It's not that you don't mind flirting with people. It's just you don't like fake fuckery. That's what it is. Really, what it is like is he just getting your inbox and it's like the same old You want to be intrigued. You want they want to get your attention. Be themselves and stop trying to be what you what they think you want them to be, or stop coming out the gate like being extra thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's what they get. I think they have a better chance if they just came at you differently. And y'all, and some of y'all be really out here. Y'all be saying shit y'all don't be meaning.
Right.
Damn girl, you too fine to be having no men. Shit like that. Here we go. We still using that shit, man. 2017. That shit lame as hell. I got that shit been played out. We still using you too fine to have no man. I saw you talking about you lonely. No, I can come keep you company.
These niggas really irritating. One nigga's in my inbox asking to eat my pussy. Like, really? Who raised you, nigga?
Right at the back. Yeah. Can they have a conversation with you first?
Nigga, like, when can I eat your pussy?
Niggas just be wanting to put their tongue. And they don't understand that's unattractive. You just want to put your tongue. You don't even know you like that. You just want to put your tongue down there right away.
I don't know where I've been. Don't know if I wash up right or not.
Right. I know you do because you look like you wash up. But, they got to come on. And I don't know. To me personally, like, I've always told people, and they think it's just corny. I'm just using some line or just trying to make myself look better. Man, if you get me mentally, then that's how you get me. Like, just being looking good alone does not make me want to make it go down. Like, you gotta intrigue me. And y'all ready to have sex, and now I even have a conversation with these people. Y'all gotta come the hell on. Y'all know if they got their shit right. Y'all, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, I've been there before where you were talking to a chick and y'all smashed not too long ago knowing each other. I know that. I mean, and you made and shit like maybe the second time, you know, y'all didn't really have long elongated conversations. She literally came over your spot and you like fucked the same night or couple days later. I get it. Sometimes that happens. But goddamn it, have some self control. But eventually have some self control, man. So trust me. I'm telling you, it's gonna still be there. I promise you. It's still gonna be there. Sometimes it's gonna be better because I'm telling you, I did such a thing before. Like, because God can be teasers too, man. You be thinking that y'all be the only ones to do that? Some of us men are teasers too. I made a chick wait for like a couple of weeks, and when she finally got me alone, she went crazy, and she was knocking. She was like, we ain't getting no sleep tonight. So, yeah. I tell you, that was the story I told you about going to church the next day with no draw. I'm telling you, sometimes it's better to wait. Make these chicks wait, man. It's okay. It's okay for guys. It's okay for guys to make women wait, dude. Trust me, I'm telling you. And when you say get to know you, can you really mean what you say? Girl, I just want to get to know you. Do you really want to get to know them, or you want to get to know what's in their pants? That's what y'all messing up at. Y'all not being sincere with what the hell you saying. So, yeah, that's those are my crickets for the week. Well, Nate, what you got coming up? What do you know about?
Well, I'll be in Atlanta April 28th until April 30th, shooting with PBG the Prince for his new single, In the Building. And I will also be going to Miami in July.
Okay.
Shooting my new eye candy video. So stay tuned. What you got coming up, Sid?
I got no go to Black Wall Street Fort Worth every Saturday. This Saturday in particular, they have some kind of think tank. The think tank is something they have after. So after the regular Black Wall Street Fort Worth events, they have for every Saturday. For this particular Saturday, after all that, they're having some kind of think tank where they'll be having a presentation of the plan they had together, where they are encouraging to have 100 Black-owned family businesses. So make sure you're part of it. And the key to, and as my dad's been talking about it too, one of the key is to be able to build up, rebuild the infrastructure of getting a Black Wall Street right here so they can send the model over to other areas and encourage them to be able to start this. I mean, we want this everywhere. I mean, we want it there with Nate in Naptown. Should we want it over where Renato at, over in East North Carolina?
Yes, I will be on Renato's show tomorrow doing an interview. He wants to interview.
Oh, you little dirty rat. He didn't even tell nobody. He didn't tell me that either.
I almost forgot.
But
it happened at the
either.
Last minute. He asked me yesterday.
He didn't even tell me that. See, yeah, that's weird. Well, that's interesting. Breaking news. Oh yes. So make sure you want to submit. Make sure you submit to Human Cannabis Magazine by the 8th if you want to be in the May June issue. And it's a summer. It's called Summer Playlist. Summer Music Playlist is basically fusing music and summer into your theme. So you want to bring some sexy summer flair to what you're doing, and mix it with some music. So that's what that is. Thinking on other stuff. Oh yeah, crew. Late in May. There will be one day we will not be having the show. Giving y'all that ahead of time. That is on the 23rd. So May 23rd, there will not be an episode of Life of the Dust Live. That's because I said 23rd. That's T show. On the 22nd and 24th, there will not be a show. I will be on a cruise, getting the hell out of this country for about a week. So yeah. That's why I will be turning up. It's long away than they. I need to get the hell away. So yeah. So yeah, that is it, Nate. That's sound at the end of our show. So, man, that being said, y'all know how we end every show, remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's
a there is a way.
You tune in to an episode of Life That Does Live, your boy, City J, and your girl,
Nate Seductions.
On this hump day, so Nate, what is the public service announcement we give every hump day?
If you go hump, please do it responsibly.
All right, y'all. I will do a Facebook Live today. I promise I was going to do it. So I'll be doing one immediately after this show. See y'all. Y'all know my Facebook is Seti J Dusk, and you can check me out there. All right, see y'all in a few minutes.
Peace.